Welcome back to the Mbago Media Finance Podcast. Today, we're diving deep into a fascinating event for anyone in the biotech and pharma world, the JP Morgan Healthcare Conference. It's not just a conference, it's a critical juncture where companies showcase their potential and shape their future trajectory.
That's right. Think of it as a crucible where innovation meets capital. Companies like Shanghai Henlius Biotech use this platform not just to present data, but to articulate a compelling, long-term vision to a very discerning audience. The pressure is immense, but the opportunity to capture attention and influence perception is even greater.
Absolutely. You have VCs looking for the next big thing, institutional investors seeking growth, and strategic buyers scouting for pipelines. Henlius, by participating, is stepping onto this global stage, acutely aware that every detail of their presentation is being scrutinized for its potential to translate into commercial success and shareholder value.
And the conference really sets the tone for the entire year in biotech. Valuations can shift, investment trends emerge, and companies can either solidify their position or struggle to gain traction. For Henlius, the goal is to prove their pipeline isn't just a collection of molecules, but a de-risked, strategically sound portfolio with a clear path to profitability.
It's a high-stakes environment, and the implicit question is whether they're presenting a sustainable growth story. So, let's break down what Henlius likely focused on. First up, the strategic core, their biosimilar portfolio. This is where they showcase the depth and competitive positioning of their key assets.
Exactly. When they present their flagship biosimilars, especially in critical areas like oncology and autoimmune diseases, they're not just listing products. They're highlighting their significance and how they address immense burdens of chronic illness with effective, affordable treatments.
And the clinical trial data is the bedrock, but it's how Henlius frames it that matters. Are they meticulously demonstrating head-to-head comparability with originator biologics? Highlighting the efficacy, safety, and statistical significance, those are the details that build confidence with both the scientific community and investors.
That's crucial. Beyond the data, showcasing global regulatory pathway progress is key. Milestones like FDA or EMA submissions, or approvals in major markets, are significant de-risking events that signal tangible progression towards revenue generation. It shows they can navigate those complex processes.
The biosimilar landscape is incredibly competitive, though. Henlius isn't operating in a vacuum. Their strategy needs to stand out. Are they targeting drugs with upcoming patent cliffs to maximize exclusivity, or do they have manufacturing cost advantages for more aggressive pricing?
And the economic rationale behind selecting specific biosimilar targets is complex. It involves market size, originator revenue potential, and the feasibility of producing a high-quality, cost-competitive product. Their presentation likely detailed this strategic calculation.
What's the true value proposition? Are these biosimilars purely cost-saving alternatives, or do they offer additional patient benefits like improved delivery or novel formulations? That distinction can really influence market adoption and physician preference.
And we can't forget the constant factor of intellectual property and patent litigation in the biosimilar space. Henlius's success hinges on navigating these legal complexities as much as their scientific prowess.
Absolutely critical. Then there's the operational side, robust manufacturing capabilities and a resilient supply chain. Investors will be scrutinizing this heavily. Can Henlius reliably produce high-quality biosimilars at scale to meet global demand? Showcasing this operational strength is vital for reassurance.
This strong biosimilar foundation naturally leads us to the next key area, Henlius's forward-looking innovation. They need to show they're investing in next-generation therapies and broadening their R&D capabilities beyond biosimilars.
Right, this is where they reveal investments in novel drug candidates and early-stage research. These aren't just abstract concepts, they represent Henlius's commitment to tackling unmet medical needs where established treatments might be lacking or insufficient.
The therapeutic areas targeted by these novel assets are very telling. Are they focusing on aggressive cancers, neurodegenerative diseases, or rare genetic disorders? The choice often reflects strategic foresight and an understanding of patient populations and competitive landscapes.
And what about the underlying technology platforms? Are they leveraging cutting-edge approaches like single-domain antibodies, which offer unique therapeutic potential, or exploring bispecific antibodies designed to hit multiple targets?
Or perhaps they're venturing into antibody-drug conjugates, or ADCs, which combine antibody targeting with potent chemotherapy effects. Assessing the competitive landscape for these novel modalities is vital. Are they entering a crowded space or aiming for a first-mover advantage?
The strategic rationale for balancing steady biosimilar revenues with the high-risk, high-reward nature of novel drug development is a delicate act. Management needs to articulate how these two pillars complement each other, with biosimilar revenues potentially funding more speculative, groundbreaking research.
Visualizing this innovation through infographics showing the drug discovery and development process, from early discovery through clinical trials, provides a tangible sense of pipeline depth. A visual comparison between traditional and complex antibody structures could really drive this home.
Scalability and adaptability of their R&D platform are also crucial for long-term pipeline expansion. Can their existing infrastructure and expertise be applied to new targets and modalities? And strategic partnerships are often key to accelerating development.
Yes, collaborations can leverage external expertise, share costs, and provide access to specialized technologies. The presentation likely emphasized pipeline depth versus pipeline breadth. Are they focusing on a few transformative programs or many early-stage projects? This reveals a lot about their R&D strategy and risk tolerance.
This dual strategy of biosimilars and novel innovation naturally leads us to the next critical point: commercialization strategy and global market access. This is the bridge connecting science to revenue.
Absolutely. Deconstructing the commercialization strategy for approved biosimilars and upcoming launches is paramount. It's not just about having a product, it's about getting it to patients and ensuring reimbursement.
Within China, navigating market access involves aligning with reimbursement policies, securing physician adoption, and getting on hospital formularies. Henlius likely detailed its specific approach to these unique challenges in the Chinese healthcare landscape.
And their international expansion plans are equally critical. Which global markets are they targeting? What regulatory hurdles do they anticipate? What distribution partnerships are they pursuing? Pricing strategies are also key, considering the vast differences between mature and emerging markets.
A chart comparing average biosimilar prices across regions would offer valuable context, illustrating the strategic pricing decisions Henlius must make. Analyzing their sales and marketing infrastructure, do they have their own force or rely on partners? Is also key to their go-to-market effectiveness.
The role of patient advocacy groups and key opinion leaders, KOLs, shouldn't be underestimated either. Building relationships with these stakeholders can significantly influence prescriber behavior and patient awareness, driving adoption.
And this all ties directly into the financial projections. Understanding projected revenue streams and growth drivers for the next few years provides a tangible outlook. How Henlius plans to differentiate its commercial approach beyond just availability, perhaps through patient support programs or innovative delivery, is what will set it apart.
This holistic approach to commercialization is what ultimately translates pipeline potential into shareholder value. Which brings us to the heart of the investor's concern, the financial compass, valuation, and investor outlook.
Exactly. This is where the strategic guidance in the presentation comes under intense scrutiny. Analyzing key financial metrics like revenue growth, profitability projections, R&D investment, and cash burn rate offers a snapshot of the company's financial health.
Interpreting any guidance on future capital requirements is vital. Will Henlius need to raise additional equity or debt? Understanding potential capital needs helps investors assess dilution risks and the company's financial strategy. A comparative valuation chart against peers would offer a clear benchmark.
Identifying any hints of strategic partnerships or M&A discussions can signal future growth avenues or consolidation opportunities. And the management team's articulation of risk factors and their mitigation strategies is critical for bolstering investor confidence.
Transparency about potential challenges, regulatory delays, clinical setbacks, competition, and a clear plan to address them is key. The ultimate question for investors is the credibility of these financial forecasts. Are they realistic or overly optimistic?
Understanding the long-term vision for shareholder returns, dividends, buybacks, or reinvestment for growth provides a complete picture of their financial philosophy. Ultimately, the presentation aims to answer, is Henlius a buy, a hold, or a sell?
This leads us to the broader impact, the J.P. Morgan effect. This conference is a powerful platform where Henlius lays out its vision, strategy, and promise, weaving together science, market acumen, and financial foresight.
The presentation offered a deep dive into their biosimilar strengths, novel drug development, commercialization plans, and financial trajectory. But the real test lies in the execution that follows and the market's reception.
Looking at the broader implications, it's about how Henlius fits into the global biotech ecosystem. The conference provides a pulse check on investor sentiment towards emerging markets, especially China. Does Henlius's approach help pave the way for other companies from the region?
The narrative Henlius crafts here can influence not only their own valuation but also the perception of an entire industry segment. It's a responsibility that comes with the spotlight, requiring a balance of showcasing progress while acknowledging inherent uncertainties.
And the conversations happening beyond the formal presentations, in exhibit halls, impromptu meetings, analyst briefings, all contribute to a collective understanding. Henlius, by presenting its case, is shaping perceptions and contributing to the evolving dialogue in global healthcare innovation.
The true measure of Henlius's success isn't just the immediate buzz, but the sustained momentum they build, the partnerships solidified, the clinical and commercial milestones achieved in the years ahead. The conference is a launchpad, not the finish line.
It sets the stage for rigorous scientific validation, efficient market access, and ultimately, delivering life-changing therapies to patients. The insights from J.P. Morgan ripple outwards, influencing investment decisions and the overall direction of the biotech sector.
Henlius's presence serves as a compelling case study in how emerging biotech players navigate global finance and innovation, aiming to translate scientific promise into tangible healthcare solutions. We've covered their biosimilar portfolio, novel therapies, commercialization, financial outlook, and the broader J.P. Morgan effect.
And looking at the summary table, we see the key factors broken down. Their strengths in biosimilars include demonstrated comparability and regulatory progress, with opportunities in increasing healthcare accessibility. For novel drugs, strengths lie in targeting unmet needs with cutting-edge platforms, while challenges include high R&D risks.
Commercialization strengths involve clear China market access strategies and international plans, facing challenges in navigating complex reimbursement policies globally. Financially, their projected growth is a strength, but credibility of forecasts and potential dilution are key concerns investors watch.
And in the broader ecosystem, Henlius contributes to shaping investor sentiment towards emerging markets, a significant insight. The challenge lies in managing market perception and translating presentations into tangible impact for sustained investor confidence. It's a comprehensive picture.
Absolutely. The conclusion emphasizes that the J.P. Morgan conference is a powerful platform, but the real test is in the execution that follows. It's about sustained momentum, solidifying partnerships, and achieving milestones.
The conference sets the stage for rigorous validation, market access, and delivering therapies. Henlius's participation is a case study in navigating global finance and innovation, aiming to turn scientific promise into impactful healthcare solutions. A truly insightful look into their strategy.